talk a lot.
I know, that's the point. Ballisty babbles. Oh boy, she babbles. Ballisty babbles.
Hello and welcome to the fifth episode of Ballisty Babbles. I am your host, Christy Ballisty, and today I am flying solo. I am without a guest, but it's a special episode because I will be reviewing a new release that is coming to theaters very soon, which this is a first. I haven't really reviewed a new upcoming movie before, so we'll see how this goes. So the movie I was able to see tonight, thanks to AMC Theaters, was Bridget Jones's Baby. And it was very last minute, unexpected, but I had these tickets to go, so a friend and I went and saw it, and it was a packed house. And I love seeing comedies in a theater because I find myself laughing more whenever I'm with a big group of people that are laughing. And there was this one lady, this is a side note, this one lady I was sitting next to, and her laugh was so hilarious. It was like a cackle. And sometimes she would just laugh at the things that weren't even funny, but her laugh was so funny that I was laughing at her laughing. So, overall, I had a great experience seeing this movie. And, thanks again to AMC Theaters for giving me the opportunity to go and see this. And Bridget Jones's Baby comes out into theaters next week, September 16th. So you can say that this movie is long awaited because the first two came out in 2001 and 2004. So we have kind of been waiting for this movie for a while, even though, you know, the first two, we didn't have to have a third one, but I'm so glad that they made this movie because, I'll get to that. So, the first Bridget Jones Diary came out in 2001, and Bridget Jones The Edge of Reason came out in 2004. So, yeah, 12 years in between is quite a while to wait, and usually I find that movies that wait that long to make a sequel or a third movie usually don't do very well because, I don't know, if you wait too long, you kind of lose your audience, but I think this one's just a little bit different because the first movies were kind of aimed more towards an older age group of men and women, so those people are still more than likely to go and see this at the theaters. So, where was I going with this? Sorry, I wrote down my notes here, I'm trying to look up my notes. And I'm sorry, I'm going to babble so much through this, I already know, because I haven't done a solo episode in a while, and I'm used to having Matthew here to kind of talk off of, so I'm sorry for all the babbling, everybody. So for this movie, we see the return of Renee Zellweger as Bridget Jones, which I love her as this character, and I just love this character in general. And then we see the return of Colin Firth, who is always amazing, and we see the new addition of Patrick Dempsey, which he is a wonderful addition, because hello, oh, his face. That's all I'll say. And I won't give any spoilers, but unfortunately, and we see it in the trailers, we do not see the return of Hugh Grant. And they do explain in the movie why he's not there, so we do kind of get an explanation and not just a, oh, his character is not in this movie. So we do kind of get to know why we do not see him. But Patrick is a good substitute, and I really did like his character that he brought to it. His character was very cute. And they brought back all of the characters that played her friends and her family, like everyone. And it's been a while since I've seen the first two, but as far as I can remember, everyone of the special extra characters that were in the original two came back for this third one, which I thought was a very nice addition to see those people back again. And we also got a special side performance by Emma Thompson. She plays Bridget's OBGYN, and she has some great parts, and I just love Emma Thompson. She's great in everything. So it was fun to see her in that. So, my overall review is that I loved this movie so much, and I'm honestly surprised because when I got the opportunity to go see it, I was like, okay, we'll go see it and see how we like it. And thankfully, my friend that I went with, she is a big fan of Bridget Jones as well. So I did not have any big expectations going to see it. Like I said, the third movie usually is not as good. But I came out just blown away by how much I loved this movie. And I think I can honestly say that this third one is my favorite of the three. And I really liked the first one. The second one I liked, but I didn't like it as much as the first. But I straight up loved this third one. It's charming. It's funny. It's got such a great romance in it. And there were multiple men there watching it, I mean, with their wives. Maybe their wives forced them to come. But, I mean, there were some parts in it that it just didn't feel like a typical chick flick. Like, there were some parts where some guys were probably like, yeah, I remember going through that when my wife had a kid. That's good. So, I mean, but I'm not a dude, so I can't really say from a guy's perspective. But, this movie just really surprised me, and I just had so much fun watching it. And it's great to see it in theaters with a group, because like I said, whenever you are in that those surroundings with all those people laughing, it makes it even better. I thought that Patrick and Colin, their characters were so charming and so cute. And I love the character of Bridget Jones just in general, because she's so real. Like, and I relate with her so much, and I feel like a lot of women can relate with her, because just her character is just so realistic. Like, she falls all the time, and she has blunders at work and in her love life. And in the first two, she was chubby, and in this one, she's like thin, like Renee Zellweger, but that was fine. And she just goes through so many funny things that happened to her that are outrageous, but at the same time, I can see myself going through those same type of things. So I just love the character of Bridget Jones. So I just, like I said, overall, I just thought this movie was wonderful, and I definitely recommend it. One thing I will say is that if you have a issue with profanity in films, you may have a tad of an issue, because if you see the first two, all these three movies are rated R, and that is for profanity and for a little bit of nudity and sexual innuendos. But it's not like it's a surprise, because the first two were like that as well. But I just kind of thought, like, if my mom and my grandma went and saw this, they just, right in the beginning, they throw a lot of F-words at you. And, I mean, it's part of the comedy, and it's not just thrown in just to say the F-word. It's part of, you know, what the joke is and what they're saying. But if you can look past that, really, overall, the movie is a very clean comedy, romantic movie. That's the only side note I have, is about the profanity. And it's an itty-bitty little bit of nudity. It's just a very brief moment. So that's my only side note. But overall, I loved it. And that's all I have for my review for that. This is a totally new thing to me, because I'm so used to talking about movies I've seen multiple times, so hopefully this hasn't been too much of a babbling fest. But like I said, that movie is coming out September 16th, so it'll be in theaters everywhere, and you'll have a chance to see it and get your Patrick Dempsey on. Hello! Okay, moving on. I did get one question that someone wrote in to me, and I was going to save it for whenever I had a guest here, and I might ask Matthew whenever he's on the show next, but I figured I would just go ahead and answer it, because I've got a good story. So the question is from Michelle, and she asks, what is your worst movie theater experience? So I was about 8 or 9, and I was at a friend's house having a birthday sleepover type of thing. And we decided to go see the movie Scooby-Doo, the live-action Scooby-Doo, which still today is near and dear to my heart. Even though it's extremely cheesy, I still love that movie and Scooby-Doo in general. So a group of me and some girlfriends, we go see this movie. And I'm pretty sure that this girl's mom just kind of dropped us off. And the girl's mom went and saw some romantic comedy in the next theater. So she was not accompanying us, so who knows what we were up to. So we're sitting there, and I have a loose tooth. And I I don't know why I forgot to mention that at the beginning. I had a loose tooth. And you know when you're a kid, like, if you have a really loose tooth, you can't help kind of, like, wiggling it with your tongue or with your finger. And this one was just ready to pop out at any second. So I'm just, like, shoveling in the popcorn. I'm shoveling in some drinks and some candy. And all of a sudden, my tooth just pops right out. So I run to the bathroom, and there's blood everywhere. And I'm freaking out because this tooth is in my hand, and the blood is everywhere. And there's no moms there to help me. So my friends are all like, oh, my gosh, what do we do? What do we do? And I said, it's fine. I'll just put my tooth in my pocket, and I'll just put some toilet paper on it. Well, the toilet paper was a bad idea. Because that stuff, you know, just gets everywhere. So I got one of those brown paper towels that they have in bathrooms, and I stuck that to soak up the blood, and I sat there in pain and agony and disgust as I watched Scooby-Doo, because then I couldn't eat any more popcorn. It was a very sad experience. But I ended up loving the movie, and my new tooth eventually came in, and I kept the old tooth. It's actually under my pillow still, waiting for the tooth fairy. No, I'm just kidding. My mom has it. No, I'm just kidding. She threw it away, I think. Anyway, so that is my bad movie theater experience, or at least my most memorable one. So thanks for writing that in, Michelle. That was definitely a blast from my past. Okay, so I'm just going to wrap it up here because that's about all I have to say. And thank you so much for tuning in and listening. If you are a fan of the Bridget Jones movies, I definitely recommend you go see this third one because, like I said, it's my new favorite. And yeah, you can find this podcast, Felicity Babbles, on all the major podcast apps and websites. We're on iTunes, Podbean for you Android listeners. We're on SoundCloud and YouTube. And if there's any that I missed, like if you're a big podcast listener and you can't find the podcast on a certain app you use, please send me in a comment and let me know, and I'll try to get it on there too. And if you have any questions or comments or concerns, you can write me at ballistibabbles@gmail.com, and that is ballistibabbles. I had someone ask that recently of how to spell babbles. So there you go, @gmail.com. And you can also tweet me. I am @ChristyBallisti and use the #ballistibabbles, and I will do my best to get your question on the show. So thanks for tuning into this episode, and I will see you on the next episode. Okay, bye-bye now.
Would you stop babbling already?